Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
Today's episode is the Ultimate Titan User Tape.
Hey, let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We out here. We out here. Welcome, tapeworms, to another episode of the Shonen Tapes. Today we are joined by Monte Music, and listen, he's got some serious heat on him, and this is somebody Sean ultimately came across and got me hip to him, started listening to his stuff, realized he was super duper into anime, so we figured it was a great fit. And I don't know if you're aware, Monte, but we used to be a half hip-hop half anime podcast, so half of our episodes so what we used to do was we would do Tuesdays were anime episodes and Thursdays were hip-hop episodes. And we just slowly started realizing that our anime episodes just like performed much better than the hip hop ones, and figured it was a little easier to kind of like stick to a niche. So we ultimately just ended up turning full anime. But that's why when we come across people that are more hip hop oriented, we get super excited.
This is like the perfect storm, man.
It really is. It's
the perfect storm. Man,
that's what's up. Yeah. Awesome. No, it really is. So what we usually like to do, and for everybody tuned into the episode, what we've done is we're doing an Attack on Titan episode today. We're in five Titans out of the, what is that, like nine Titans of them. We're picking five, and then we're picking a different user that would come from a different anime verse. So you could pluck somebody from Naruto, somebody from Demon Slayer, from, you know, Hamtaro, wherever you want, and make them one of those Titans. So what we're going to do is we're just going to sprinkle them across some of the questions while we learn a little bit more about Monte. So anyways, tapeworms, if you're a long time listener, you're gonna get to know Monte during this episode, hear a little bit more about kind of like his inspirations, a little bit what got him into anime, what got him into rap, what kind of style he uses and prefers, and we'll find that more during the fast round as well too. And if you are coming from one of Monte's fans and you saw us, you know, maybe promoted like on a from a story or whatever it might be, you know, feel free to check us out on the Shonen Tapes. Subscribe if you want to. Tapeworms, we'll have the links for all of Monte's stuff in the description. So see that as well too.
Yo, tapeworms, share with your homies. Like, yo, if you're at school, write it on the chalkboard, say Shonen Tapes. You know what I'm saying? Yo, next week when you hear this, write Monte Music on the chalkboard. Let everyone know. You know what I'm saying? That's what I gotta do.
Apparently, our listeners are all Bart Simpson on the board over there.
We're always in detention.
Literally always in detention.
We're all in detention. I got some degenerate
pain. Facts. You're not wrong, bro. You should see these guys in the Discord.
Dogs. Like menaces.
We usually like to start these off, though, with a fast round, just so we can get a kind of a sense of like who you are and kind of put you on the spot a little bit. So don't think too much about these. We're just going to say this or that and just give us your first take.
It's off the dome, man.
I got you. I got you.
All right.
With your lizard brain.
I hate that he says that, by the way. Lizard brain. Always bugs me every time. All right. So fast round. First question, Wale or Russ?
Oh damn. Oh man. I would say somebody who I would rather meet, Russ. Music,
nice.
Music, Wale. That's only because I haven't absorbed much as Russ music, but Russ as a person, I like his mentality. Yeah.
Love Russ.
Oh. Okay. AOT or Vinland Saga?
Vinland Saga. I gotta say Vinland Saga.
Okay.
Dragon Ball or Naruto?
You know what? I'm gonna have to say Naruto because I haven't watched all of Dragon Ball. I'm gonna have to say Naruto.
And for clarification, that's like the whole Dragon Ball series. So that includes Z includes Super.
I'm gonna say Naruto.
Yep.
Anime Rats Volume 1 or Free Think 4?
I'm going to say Freethink.
Freethink.
And, okay. Yeah, any of my Freethink albums. Yeah.
Nice. Demon Slayer or Jujutsu Kaisen?
Demon Slayer right now. Yeah, Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Have you seen the new Jujutsu season?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the latest episode today, but yeah, I've been definitely keeping up with it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, Sean's been trying to get me to watch. I'm usually kind of thinking
about it further. I may switch, but right now it's
Game of Thrones. I feel that.
Like three seasons, the movie, like, yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah, right now it's Demon Slayer.
Yeah, Demon Slayer has a little bit more lore right now, but, like, dude, Jujutsu Kaisen.
No, Jujutsu Kaisen. No, it's fire. No, it's fire right now. Yeah, it's definitely fire.
All right, this one's going to be a hard one. Nas or Jay-Z?
Overall, Jay-Z.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can get in that later, but it's funny because my favorite album is Illmatic of all time. That's my favorite album.
Yep. So I caught that in one of your songs.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I did. Because you did drop that, right?
Yeah. Illmatic. Yeah. That's the reason why I started rapping in the first place. Illmatic.
Yeah. It was, I think it was Bridge the Gap, right?
Oh, yeah. Bridge the Gap. Yep. It all started with Illmatic.
Hey.
Yep,
Sean, yeah. you got to ask this next question because you wrote it, Doug.
Go ahead. Was Aaron Yeager wrong?
Yo, that face. Yo, that face. Oh, man.
Can you believe you wrote this question?
He has an argument. He has an argument, but I can't ultimately side with him. He took that shit way too far.
I can't believe I saw that question. I was like, you for real want to ask him this? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, you're asking the right answer.
He was wrong.
He was right up to a certain point. He was right up to a certain point, and he just went way too far.
He just took it too far. Yeah.
He went off the rails.
Oh my gosh. All right, Biggie or Pac?
Biggie.
Nice.
Eminem or Wayne?
Wayne overall.
Okay.
I don't like Eminem. Well, no, I'm sorry. Not that I don't like. After Eminem show, it really that's where it kind of stopped for me. Up to Eminem show.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay.
Thorfinn or Aaron Yeager?
Thorfinn.
Wow.
There's gonna be some conversation about that.
They both have arcs, but Thorfinn for me.
Facts.
Okay. Old school anime or new school anime?
Come on, man. That's such a muddy question.
It is. It is.
Oh man. That's hard, man. That's hard. Oh man. I'm gonna just freestyle. New school.
New school. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
That's cool. There's a very good argument to be made for that too. 1990s/2000s rap or 2010/2020s rap?
2020s, no. 2010s.
Yeah.
2010s.
I know what you mean.
That was such I'm telling you, 09 to 014. That was such a golden era of hip hop.
100%.
It was the era of hip hop, dude.
Yeah, it was. Especially 2013, everybody came out that fucking year. That was such a fun year.
Yep.
Cowboy Bebop or Full Metal Alchemist?
Full Metal Alchemist. Brotherhood.
Okay. That's another anime we got covered one day.
Yeah.
Sean, you're asking this next question too.
So we ask this question of every one of our guests, anyone that we interview. Does Frieza sound like Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, man. Oh, shit. They do both got sort of that.
Bro.
It's close. It's close. Not all the way, though.
It's close.
A lot of times I mix up the Ocean dub with the other dub that came out after that, the Funimation dub. I could see. I would have to like actually hear at the same time, but they both sort of had that raspiness.
Bro, the answers to that question always surprise me. Every single time he asks that question. That's another one of them. Like, you're really asking that.
I never even thought of that. Is that a meme?
No, dude, it's Sean.
it came out of my, like, you know, my head one day.
His lizard brain.
And I asked a question of
her. Yo, bro, you gotta make that meme. I never heard that before. You gotta make some type of meme. Like, put it on Twitter and put up a poll. Like, that shit will go wild.
Well, I kid you not, if you watch the old school dub and then watch, like, The View or something with Whoopi Goldberg, you'll be like, yo, what?
I'm gonna try that. That's all a right. Very good observation.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these in the fast round. You got respect for Russ, it sounds like, which is really cool because I hear so many people hate on Russ, and I'm such a Russ defender myself too. And I like his music as well. Like, are you as into his music as you are about him, just like as a businessman and personality?
No, I'm more into him as a businessman. And it's not because he makes bad music. I just don't keep up with current music like that. I haven't kept up with current music for I don't know how many years now. I mainly just listen to lo-fi and synthwave a lot as far as music goes. But the songs I've had heard from, like, he did a song with Black Thought. Like, dude can spit. Like, he definitely has a lot of variety and versatility in his music as far as, like, melody and rapping. So, yeah. His whole approach, his whole mentality, like, the song a week, accountability, don't look towards, like, be self-reliant, don't complain a lot. Don't complain. Like, I can see why. Like, I can see why he gets some, like, hate, because he speaks with so much conviction, and sometimes that can be off-putting to some people who are, I don't know, maybe, like, more insecure in a ways. But when I hear him speak, I'm like, he knows what he's doing, and it speaks for himself. He's not just, you know, talking, you know, out his ass or whatever. Like, he backs it up, I mean, like, objectively speaking.
He's very blunt, I've noticed too, and he just says what he believes to be facts without really sugarcoating it. And I think you're exactly right. It kind of speaks to insecurities a little bit. I get into trouble doing that myself sometimes too. I find myself just really bluntly saying it, whether it's to friends at work, and I'd be ruffling some feathers. So I feel it.
My friends, like, they can, like, that's something they can always count on me on for being blunt, you know, as far as, like, asking for advice, because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, of course, you got to, like, move accordingly or speak accordingly in the general public, but
yeah.
No, Russ, I definitely have a lot of respect for Russ. It's funny that you asked that. Why Wale and Russ? Why did you ask those two comparing?
It's because on this podcast, like I said, since we used to be half hip hop, that's always an argument we had. We had some other co-hosts back in the day too. It was four of us. Now it's just the two of us. But that was always, like, a point of contention. And we feel like they're kind of in a similar lane, give or take, with where they are from a career perspective. Sean, I don't know if you wanted to add on that too.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, growing up, and we're from the DC area, but, like, growing up, I was a huge Wale fan, and then, of course, you know, Kevin became a huge Russ fan. So, you know how those, like, you know, those conversations go, like, yo, what rapper is better? You know what I'm saying? So it's just been, like, over the years, that's just been the conversation, like, Wale or Russ. So whenever we have a guest on, we're like, yo, which side are you on?
Settle this.
Yeah, get some outside perspective. Funny. Yeah. My fault. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, but, like, going back to Wale, like, when I was listening to anime raps, it made me think of Mixtape About Nothing. I don't know if you heard that. It was Wale's mixtape, but it was, like, Seinfeld theme.
So, yeah, like, I know what you're talking about.
But it was, like, almost about, like, his life and stuff like that. But, like, he related to Seinfeld. That's how I kind of felt, like, because we love anime rap. Like, so we, like, listen to it all the time. We've had a lot of rappers on. They're really good. But, like, yours is almost like you almost relate it to real life almost with the anime. And I'm just like, yo, that made me think of Mixtape About Nothing, because that's what Wale did. But you did it with anime. And I was like, oh, this is
dope. Nice. I was going to say, the reason why I asked why Wale and Russ, because I remember Russ had an interview on The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne asked him, he asked Russ about Wale always, like, seeking help from the record label, and he was like, yo, do you have any advice as an independent artist? And Russ gave him some good advice, like, yo, if you're looking for, like, money or bagging or a loan, just go to the bank or whatever. And I went back to that interview for that specific, like, 10-minute segment where he really broke down, like, getting credit from the bank. If you need money, just go to the bank. It's a better deal than going to a record deal. So it's funny that you guys asked Wale and Russ, because my mind immediately went back to that interview.
Okay. So is that something that helped you personally too? Like kind of go across your career?
Yeah. If I needed money, I would just go to a bank. Now, yep. And I like, cause Russ, he partnered with Columbia. I think it was Columbia, mm-hmm. but he talked about partnering with them as far as yep. like, you know, but not giving any of his ownership away. Mm-hmm. Of course, if it's the, you know, right deal, whatever, but, Yeah. Always reference that interview as far as like Wale and the rest of the conversation.
So it's funny when we were putting this together and trying to like decide what the episode was going to be about. You know, Sean came back and he's like, this is his favorite anime, and like listed a couple. I was like, oh my God, he's going to hate me.
Oh, you haven't seen any of them?
No, I have, and I just have a really negative opinion on some of them, specifically Vinland Saga. Like, I'm like
wow, man, that's very interesting. Wow,
I know, okay, I am a major Vinland Saga hater. Like,
wow,
I'll give you kind of like a little background on why I like shows.
Heard that before.
I know, and I know I'm in the minority too. That's also something I recognize. But
it's one thing, like, not it's not your cup of tea, but hating it, like, wow.
I hate the show, like, very much.
Oh man,
we had to do an episode on it. I was blown that whole time. I was like, I hate that we're watching this.
Damn.
My reasoning is I like shows where I really like the main characters or the side characters, and there has to be somebody that like I can. Not just relate to, but look at and be like, you're dope. I like you. You're not pissing me off. But with Vinland Saga, Askeladd was pissing me off. Thorfinn was pissing me off. Even Thor's. He was okay, but he still made stupid decisions and also pissed me off. So it's just like, at every single turn, there was somebody that was getting on my nerves. And so I don't care if the story is like good enough to make that okay, because if I can't like fall back and be like, okay, but my man X, Y, or Z kind of can carry the torch a little bit. But I didn't really have that for Vinland Saga. So that's kind of my take on the show, to be honest. Like, very hateable characters. Yeah, it's
very interesting.
That's very interesting. Because it's not true. Vinland Saga is goated.
There were definitely season two, probably like one episode, maybe. No, season one, I was definitely frustrated with Thorfinn. Like throughout the season, because of his obsession, I'm like, "Yo, bro, calm down, Like, yeah. You know, especially during certain episodes, like when he got taken care of with the old lady, and I think the old lady's daughter, she was cleaning lice out his hair, but vengeance was on his mind 24/7.
24/7. Where he nonstop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was definitely moments where he's like, "Yo, dude, calm down. Like, yo, relax, relax. Like, read the room or whatever."
How do you feel about Askeladd? Do you like him?
Askeladd. Yeah, I love him. Oh, I love him. At first, I didn't. Of course, right? But I know I love Askeladd to this day. Even in season two, there was definitely one episode in season two where it was probably my favorite. Like probably top three episodes where Thorfinn went back to that dreamlike sequence and Askeladd, he saw Askeladd for the first time in season two. I think it was the first time. And he's like, he's still going through like this development of trying to forget his past or forgive himself for his past. And it's like the dead and Askeladd's trying to like root him on and trying to help him out. And then like, he's like talking to him, like, here's your chance. You don't have to be like us. You still have a opportunity to become something different and better. And then like Thorfinn is still struggling and Askeladd like, you know what, I'm gonna help you out. And he starts fighting the undead. Like, yo, that episode got me, especially with that music. I'm going in. No, with that music and then like just him reaching up, like it's almost like him, you know, reaching up for the gleam of light. But that, yeah, with that music, that the music that was playing during that scene, that's my favorite part of the score that whole season, man. Like that, yeah, I love Askeladd. You guys watch Game of Thrones?
Love yes. that show. Yes, yes, yes.
Askeladd, he reminds me of Littlefinger? Jamie Lannister. No, Jamie Lannister. Askeladd.
Jamie Lannister. Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Because at first I hated him, and then at first I was like, okay, I like Jamie Lannister now. And I don't know if necessarily Jamie, like, the turnaround is what I relate to him as far as hating him. And then, like, actually, this character is pretty cool. Like,
I got you.
Kind of hate him again, and then, like, that turnaround. Yeah.
I almost view him as, like, a less sneaky Littlefinger. almost. That's kind that of how I became
a little finger gonna fight.
A little finger that can fight. That's just very devious, but yeah, not the way as, he, like, conniving. You know what I'm saying?
The way, what was that? There was one episode where he, like, came hard at his men, like, I actually hate y'all, and I'm using
yeah, this. I'm like, yeah. Whoa. What redeeming quality do you have? Like,
that's dope, dude. Like, he's just,
he kept it honest with him. Like, he kept it real.
I guess.
Yeah, that surprised me. Like, I was like, wow, like, these are still Vikings at the end of the day. They're your men, but, you know, Vikings back in the day, like, they, you know, like, they ready for war any given second. Like, I was like, wow, really?
Exactly. Now, you but, said yeah. Biggie over Pac.
Yeah, Biggie over Pac for me. Yeah.
Why is that?
I agree.
I like his music better. It's funny. When I was, like, going through, like, a deep dive on, like, educating myself on, like, old school hip hop, like, all 90s stuff. Mm-hmm. I listened to, like, a lot of Rakim, AZ. That's when I discovered Eminem's old Infinite, of course, Nas and KRS and Biggie. Just going through all these old artists. Tupac, I could never listen to a full album of Tupac.
Yeah, same.
For some reason. I just couldn't listen to a full album of Tupac. I don't know what it was. Maybe I have to revisit why. I mean, this was, like, back in, like, the early 2000s when I was, like, going through... Mm-hmm. A deep dive on old school hip hop, but I just couldn't do it. But he definitely has songs. Like, he has songs. But yeah. Biggie, Ready to Die, I can listen to that shit still to this day. Track one to the last track, Life After Death. Life After Death, I can skip a few songs, but I have Biggie's, I can just press play. Tupac, I gotta form my own playlist.
Yeah, and it's funny because that's kind of like almost blasphemy what you're saying for some people, right? Some people that's shocking, but like I feel the same exact way you do about Tupac, and it's like I'm not gonna sit here and act like he's bad. Obviously, you know he's good. It's just there's something about his music that never really clicked for me. Sean is pretty big into Tupac though, right? You're muted, Sean. Yeah. Boomer, see what I'm saying? Boomer energy right here.
Hey man, it happens. It happens, bro.
Can I tell the story? Hold on. Before this interview, Sean was trying to tell Monte how to get to the chat room, and we're in the Discord server, and he's like, you know, like, should I call you guys? I was like, no, just tell him to join this chat room. And Sean's like, let me send him a picture. And I was like, please don't send him a fucking picture, a blurry picture with your finger half in the frame, like. Just tell him to join the chat room, you boomer. So
yeah, I just had to go through the channels. Yeah,
I was born in 1957.
But yo, let me tell you, but I got to tell you because I remember when I first made a Discord because my fans told me to make a Discord, and
yeah,
I had to like go through all these YouTube tutorials to figure out bots and to set up different channels. Like I'm like, bro,
it's a lot.
I want to hire somebody to just do this, but then you got to hire somebody you trust to be an authority. Yep. Like, yeah. It's
ours took me at least a month to get to where I was happy with it. At least a month.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, yours looks legit. I definitely got to, you know, renovate mine. Renovate mine.
I need help too. Like 100%. Okay, cool.
I want to start a new server, but I want to start a new server with just like exclusive members, like kind of like day ones, like not where everybody can just join because sometimes mm-hmm. that causes too much chaos.
Yeah. It's almost a good problem to have though because it means that's how popular you are, that people are just kind of flowing in, but at the same time you need some good moderation to be able to put a stop to. We're not there yet in our Discord where that's an issue, but I feel like if we do get, you know, as big as you are or bigger, like that'll be a problem.
You had a little bit to say about old school hip-hop, new school hip-hop. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, 2010 is not for me. The music is not for me, and I just found out.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, the 2020s. Yeah. Like 2000. I just found out. My brother made me aware of this. I didn't know. What is it? This year, not one hip hop song is made the Billboard chart.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Uzi ended up breaking that. If I'm not mistaken, with his, what was it, the Pink album?
It was a Pink album, and he like ended up breaking that streak, but
still, yeah, like,
I'm surprised. Like, I'm I'm surprised. So I picked a good time to like not keep up with current music.
Same.
But yeah, I'm very surprised. The music, this is me and me, it's just not for me. Mm-hmm. As far as the 90s, 2000s, Earl, what you got, like G-Unit, Diplomats, like early 2000s, so many groups, of course, like 90s. A lot of variety Thugs, there.
Wu-Tang.
And it was like, because you got the late, you got the mid-90s, of course, the early 90s, which was like West Coast, like was dominating. Like, then mid-90s was like sort of the Illmatic to Jay-Z's the Biggies, like sort of East Coast was coming back, like Wu-Tang a little bit. And then, late 90s was like DMX just came out. Then that's when Jay-Z, Hard Not Life, that's when he started really getting some shine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, it really was a golden era.
It was, man.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, 09 to 2013, that was, mm-hmm. I wish I was part of that era, man. That was just, mm-hmm. you had Mac Miller, Wale.
How old were you
when 09, I was 19, 09.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you had like Mac Miller, Wale, J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake. Like, that was, like, that Big Sean. You just had a team, a class of, like, rappers that was, like, different, too. Like, they weren't street or whatever. But they were, like, kind of just, it was almost like not a new genre, but just a own genre of his own that just became popular out of nowhere with these, mm-hmm. like, these breed of rappers. And like I said, 2013, that was a great year. That's when I Amazing. Really became a fan of Mac with TVs with the Sound Off, I think it was.
Yeah, TV with the Sounds Off, that came out. And then
That came out. Then Drake, I think Nothing Was the Same came out. Then Yeezus came out. And then Jay-Z's Magna Carta came out. And some other, like, Far Soul Drive just came out, like, I think the latter part of that year, 2014.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Kendrick came out. I think Kendrick came out that year, but everybody came out that year. I'm like, yo, this year is popping. Like, I think Sean, or at least Sean, dropped a mixtape, I think.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but yeah, that was such a great year.
Every single thing you just touched on, I have like 15 things to like dig in and talk about. So I feel like we're like really on the same page.
Music,
we're right there. But I wanted to quickly reel it in and talk about because what I think we should do is list some of the titans that we have picked across. So for everybody listening, we've both picked, like I said, five titans that we're going to have from other anime to replace one of the founding titans. And so I think now it may be a good point for each of us to just mention one titan, like which one we picked and then what character that we're using over. So, I don't know if you want one of us to go first, or if you wanna start us off. It's your call.
One Titan I picked was the Armor Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And a character I had that was gonna adopt that or inherit it would be Alphonse Elric. Because Yeah, because you're just used to already fighting in armor.
Yeah.
And he's martial arts, so he's a close combat fighter, and that's what the Armor Titan basically is. And he basically shares the same characteristic, because he acts as his shield, he already fights up close, and he already is armor. So it'd be an easy transition for him.
He fit right in.
Yeah. That's right, an easy transition. Is that what y'all meant as far as like
a character? That's exactly what we meant. Yeah, that was perfect. Oh, okay. That was perfect. I haven't seen too much of that show, so I can't comment too much about it, but you'll know my pick. So I picked the female Titan for my first one, and I got Bulma from Dragon Ball.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. Okay.
Explain that.
Okay.
Guess, but yeah, go ahead.
So the female Titan, she has the power to control the not smart Titans. So she screams and tells them what to do. And I feel like that's kind of like a metaphor for Bulma in Dragon Ball. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she'd be telling. I don't
know. You know what I'm saying? She'd just be telling people what to do. Now, obviously, you know, she'd have some powers. Maybe she got to learn how to fight a little bit. But I feel like Bulma would make a great female Titan.
Yeah, yeah, that is such a good analogy, man. That's perfect.
I was really happy with that one.
Yeah, she just needs to learn to fight, but that was good.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, she probably could, like, you know, ask Goku for a couple tips and be fine.
Goku, yeah, dog? Yeah. She's married to Vegeta. What you mean, ask Vegeta. Goku, dog? What are you
saying? That's disrespectful.
That's so disrespectful.
Hey, I apologize.
Vegeta would catch you feeling. Catch a fade.
All right. I think I'm going to go with the female Titan, too. And I went with Android 18.
Oh, I think, damn.
Yeah.
Wow. They actually look alike. They got the same haircut, right?
They like look one. Yeah, they look alike. I think.
Of course, she's better. Like, 18 is better. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she a little bit. But I feel like the female Titan was a little devious because she had to trick. She tricked the whole squad. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think that was
Annie. Annie tricked the whole squad. It wasn't necessarily the Titan that did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do what they did.
Yes, but I feel like for this pick, I wanted to like someone that had the same personality traits as Annie and could be Android 18, such a good fighter. So I think that, you know, it's a perfect pick. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Definitely the combat and the look. Yeah,
the combat and look, deviousness. Android
18. Yo, somebody should do a cosplay of Android 18 cosplaying as the female Titan. That would be sick. Just put the Android 18 outfit on and just have like the skin makeup or whatever. How make yourself look like that? That would be
dope. Android is crazy. Attack on Titan is a crazy show for that. Like, just how insane they look when they're all big and
I got so creeped out. Just like when I remember when my friend first put me onto that, I was like creeped out. Like, I wasn't scared, but it was just like just seeing overgrown adults.
Yes.
Running like babies, butt ass naked. Like, that was creepy just to look at. They would just run.
They were running like babies. You're right.
Like just overgrown adults run like babies. It was just like very uncanny. Something was just uncanny about that.
I got a toddler. She's a little over 2 years old, and like I'm imagining her mannerisms being a Titan, and like I get it. Like you're spot on.
Yeah. You don't run properly. It's all impulsive. Like you just every impulse.
Swing your arms a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, that was a good set. But let me ask you this. So bringing it back to you a little bit, did you discover rap first or anime?
Oh, rap first. Yeah. Rap first. Yeah. When did I? Oh, you know what? Hold on.
It's tough.
Hold on.
It's...
That's actually good. I gotta damn. Because the first time I started watching anime, it was 96.
Was it Pokemon? So... Was that your first?
No, it was actually Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I can't remember when I started listening to rap. I can't. It's like maybe passively, but actively. Like when I first caught that, my first time watching Dragon Ball Z, I started watching it actively every week following time I accidentally came across it. You know, music, you just listen to passively with whoever has stuff in the car, whatever your parents listen to, whatever brothers, whatever.
Yep.
So, man, I never even thought about that. Maybe. Anime, that was my first before rap music. I intentionally sought after anime content. Wow, yeah, because it was 96. That was before I caught Dragon Ball Z on WB17. It came on every Sunday. I remember me and my brother was at our mom's, and it came on Sunday in the morning.
Yeah,
and it was part of a Sunday lineup, and it came on after Oliver Twist, a cartoon animal version of Oliver Twist.
Yep.
And me and my brother were blown away, like, yo, what is this? We never seen anything like that. Like, you know, that animation, just that fluid. I mean, of course, it was crazy fluid for that time, right? That's how innovative it was. But Yeah, yeah. Then we was like, yo, we got to watch this again. Like, so every Sunday we started watching Dragon Ball Z, 96, and then eventually made its way to Toonami. Did y'all have any recollection of that? Like when it was on WB 17?
No. I only remember it on Toonami.
So I watched WWB. I'm sitting here thinking about wrestling. So I watched WB for the Pokemon. I do remember that. I don't remember Dragon Ball being on it. But I do remember for sure I would wake up Saturday mornings to watch Pokemon. And that was that was the first one that really got me into anime. And I, similar to you, I came across Dragon Ball Z by accident. And I distinctly remember the first thing I saw was Nappa versus Krillin. And I was like, what is going on here? And I was just, that was it. It was curtains. I was completely sucked in. Do you remember what the first thing that you saw in Dragon Ball, or like your first memory of the show?
I don't know why this, it's a particular episode, but this isn't the first episode we watched, but I don't know why I have a memory associated with this episode where when they first got on Namek, got on Namek, and then these two guards, Frieza's guards, they, you know, aimed their little gun that was on their wrist at the ship and blew their ship away. I don't know why that episode, I always remember that episode watching that, but from the Raditz series, yeah.
It was Whoopi Goldberg, man. She was mean.
She was, you know,
ordering her guards around. That kid with that muffin top.
Monkeys.
Oh my god! Yeah, I think Pokemon was definitely my You know what? Sailor Moon was my first anime. I didn't like it, but like my sister was watching. I was like, "Oh, what are you watching?" You know, and then, you know, Pokemon came out, and then so I think actively Pokemon, but you know,
yeah, Sailor Moon is actually pretty fire. Like we had,
I agree.
So far, our last guest, Sailor Tortilla, she's like a toy reviewer. I did some heavy Sailor Moon deep dives to prepare myself for that episode, and I was like, wow, these are really good stories. Like I remembered liking it as a kid. Now as an adult, I feel like I can validate being like I was right to like Sailor Moon. Like it's fire.
I remember rewatching it maybe like a year ago. They got all the episodes on Hulu. Remember rewatching it. Like let me just. I haven't watched it since Toonami. You know.
Yeah. But, Toonami.
It's funny. It is hilarious too. Yeah. Like the main character, like she is hilarious.
Yeah,
she's so clumsy. She is so clumsy. Like, yo, it's so hilarious. And there was one episode where Sailor Mars, they both her and Sailor Moon are like trying to get the attention of the guy that plays Tuxedo Mask.
Yep.
And like Sailor Mars like pretends to like trip or something. And then, like, in front of him, so he can help her up. And then he's like, "Oh, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. All right, I'll see you later."
Dude,
like, yo, I was dying. I'm like, yo, this show is funny. And I remember back in like grade school, when I was like, I remember, yeah, that's when I started like having crush on this anime, like when I was in grade school.
I had huge crushes.
Yeah. Sailor Mars was always my favorite one. But back in 2009, that was Sailor Moon, definitely dope.
Sailor Moon, dope.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah, it still holds up.
So basically, next question is, what about your biggest hip hop inspiration? So we talked a little bit about it earlier, and you mentioned Nas. So is what like who was it that really made you be like, you know what, I think this is something I want to do a little more?
Yeah, Nas, Illmatic. Because my older brother, he's like maybe 15 years older than me. One of my oldest brothers, 15 years older than us, older than me and my other brother. And he started putting us on to music he grew up with. And Nas is one of his favorite artists. So I remember he first started giving my other older brother some of his albums. Illmatic was one of them. And my other brother became obsessed with Illmatic. Like he cherished the album. I'm like, man, why are you cherishing this album so much? Like he had the 10-year anniversary and he had the original Illmatic. He was like, no, you don't listen to the original Illmatic. You keep that in storage. You only listen to the 10-year anniversary. I remember being at an airport. I'm like, yo, why are you so obsessed with Illmatic? And I remember one day I went, because I used to use his computer to do work on school projects, and I would just press play whatever he had on. And I remember pressing play on Illmatic, and I don't know what it was. Like, as soon as the first or second track dropped of New York State of Mind, I was like, yo, this shit is fire.
Yeah. Shit,
I started just bobbing my head. Like, and it's weird because there's no reason why that should have appealed to me at the time, because back then I was listening to like Cash Money, Bling Bling and stuff. Yeah, there's no reason why I should have been into Illmatic, because that sound was so different from what I was listening to. I mean, maybe that's why. But yeah, Illmatic, and then from there on out, I started writing lyrics and some other. I mean, of course, from then I went on to listen to AZ and just a whole other slew of music and artists that really influenced the way I write today. And then Kanye West, he's definitely a huge influence. He's actually one of the first. College Dropout was one of the first albums I've actually bought officially, legitimately. I remember when that shit came out through the wire. I remember I dedicated a Saturday to go to the mall. I took SEPTA to go to the mall. I'm getting this album. I dedicated a Saturday. I brought my CD player and my headphones with me. And yeah, I remember I was so proud. I was like, yo, I got College Dropout. And I'd listening to a bag on the bus ride home and reading the booklet with the lyrics and everything. Like,
oh, dude, it's so funny because like I feel like the younger generation doesn't really get how big of a deal that was to us back then. Because now it's like they have everything. They just pull up their Apple Music or Spotify. It's all there. But before it was like, nah, like you either downloaded 1600 viruses on your computer or your mom and dad's computer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you'd open the damn file and you'd hear freaking Bill Clinton didn't have sexual relations with that woman. Why? Why was that such a thing back then? Like, I can't tell you, half my tracks was just Bill Clinton not having sexual relations with that woman.
Dude, I don't know.
16 verses later.
Man. The physical, just hard copy of something, you make you cherish it more, man.
Yeah.
Like, the art, the album cover, everything, man. Like, yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah. Kanye West, mainly his fearlessness when it came to his approach in music. There's an old interview where I don't know where he did it on. He's wearing like a red hoodie with a green shirt and a red cap, and it's like maybe an hour and a half long. He's like, you the bloopers are within the interview, where he's like, hold on, let me just say that one more time.
that was a good Kanye impression too.
That was a good, that was like, a very good
that's his exact mannerisms too.
I don't know where that was by accident. I don't know where that came from. That
was good.
But yeah. And like his fearlessness, that's what made me confident, because so I'm from Philly, and by the time I started rapping, a lot of battle rap was occurring, but that wasn't really my style.
That
wasn't my style. That's not the way I approach music. And Kanye West's fearlessness, especially being at a Rockefeller at the time he was, I mean, being around Beanie, Freeway, Young Guns, Petey Crack, he's a complete anomaly from what they were as far as like his approach to music, with the backpack, the brown jacket, you know, and the mascot, like backpack rap. And his fearlessness of like, this is what I want to do, and just him believing in his vision of like, and it worked, and I was very, very inspiring at that time. So that made me like kind of start here and there, letting people hear some bars in high school and stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's fire. Nice.
Yeah. So going back to like what you said a little earlier about like AZ and lo-fi, what made you gravitate towards that type of rap, towards a lo-fi style of rap? Because I'm starting to listen to a lot of artists that are more lo-fi rappers, and I'm just like, yo, this is fire. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to see like where, you know, when did you first get interested into lo-fi, and what made you like kind of be like, yeah, this is gonna be my lane?
Always had an ear for like mellow music, like chill mellow music. That's always the type of tone I wanted to go for, because the reason why I like Nas and like AZ, like they titled it themselves a conversation rap, where you know, especially for, because first, I think first Rakim was like one of the first like conversation rappers, and then but Nas like really refined it. And I remember like when I first started listening to Nas, like I was even reading interviews from back then from like The Source and all that, and like how Nas was like, they said he was like the second coming of Rakim or whatever. And just as far as like his tone when he raps, with like conversation rap, when you rap, it feels like you're not actually rapping at the listener. You're actually talking to the listener. You just happen to be rhyming. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That's a good point.
And, yeah, and lo-fi really provides that like kind of ambience or just tone for you to allow to just talk, because it's so calm. Lo-fi is just calm, so it allows you to just talk over the beat. And it just fits my personality and mood more. I'm not really a loud. I actually hate loud. I hate loud, period. yeah, I hate loud, period. But yeah, it's just.
I've never heard anyone say that. It's not interesting.
Yeah. I just hate loud, period. And just lo-fi, it's such a mood setting, like ambience, you know, feel. And it just allows you to kind of just talk and not just like, you know, yell or whatever. So it definitely fits like the approach I always wanted with music, as far as like just conversation rap. I want to just talk to the listener and just happen to be rhyming rather than kind of yelling at them.
Yeah. And I really wish that type of style of music would be the types that were charting and getting the most downloads on Spotify and stuff like that. Because like, similar to you, I'm not the biggest fan of current hip hop as is right now. I don't know how you feel about like mumble rap in general. Like, what are your kind of thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's not for me. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, here's because I like to be objective or at least look outside of my perspective. I can see why. Like I can see why. Like me and my brother, he jokes about this a lot. Like. Because, I mean, I guess the current generation, everybody's just drugged up. So
yes. Yeah.
Everybody's just drugged up. So they sort of like talk like that, just a normal conversation, like
Yep.
Like it's very slow, or it's very like mumbly, I guess you could say. It's not for me, but I can see why people like it though, as far as like the vibe, like it does mumble rap does have a good vibe for a certain environment. Because, I mean, of course, if you go to, like, a house party or anything, you don't want to hear lo-fi. Unless it's, like, lounge. You want to go to a lounge or something. Like, a cigar lounge or something. But...
That's true.
I can see why. Mumble rap has a certain vibe to it. But outside of any party or whatever, which I don't even party these days anyway. But outside any party or club or whatever, it's not for me.
Yeah, and, like... I have to say, like, it was so refreshing hearing your music because, like, it's so nice. Like, you're flowing on the beat, which I really appreciate. And I feel like that's something that people don't really do as much. Like, they just kind of say whatever they want to say, and they're going for the vibe of, like, how the music makes them feel, right? And that's, like, the appeal of mumble rap. Like, you're not going for specific lyrics. You're not going for that. It's just how it makes you feel. But that's something I've never really, like, truly been able to vibe with. So I can really appreciate how, like, you put stuff together. You had a line about Endgame and Hawkeye. I don't remember what it was exactly, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I heard that, I replayed that a few times. I'm like, okay, that was sick. Like, that's the type of rap I feel like I appreciate personally the most.
Yeah, yeah. I want to live off the grid on some Endgame the same way that Hawkeye did.
Yes, that is so... That is a banger line. I love that. I love that so much. Like, that's...
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I feel like that's what rap should be. That is, in my opinion, that's why rap isn't charting, because it's straight away from that so much and more so into
it's very throwaway, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
You know, which I like. Like, there's, I'm going to be honest, there's mumble rap that I like, but it's nothing that I'm cherishing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that it's, you know, constantly playing in my head. It's just like, yo, okay, that was dope. You know, it sounds kind of cool, I guess, you know?
I'm actually very surprised when I started releasing music how people gravitated towards it, because I have one line. I think it's for my song. I wrote so many songs. I think it's Taking Risk, where I say I treat words like pieces to a puzzle, but would that even matter in the era of the mumble?
Yeah.
But I'm surprised, like, because I really do treat words like pieces to a puzzle. You try to paint a picture.
It shows.
With words. You're like, oh, here, this word should go here. And then, but would I even survive in the era of the mumble? So I'm, like, actually very surprised that, you know, people gravitate towards my music, you know, as far as, like, a niche basis goes. But
I guess I understand why you're surprised, because, like, that's not really, like, where hip-hop necessarily is right now, but at the same time, you're like mad talented. So that, like, I think is clearly why people probably are going towards it. And it's different too, because it doesn't sound like you're trying too hard. It sounds like a lot of it just kind of comes naturally to you, and you just care about the craft.
Yeah. I think that's from, I mean, this is from like years of like really cultivating the craft. Like this.
Yeah.
What did they say? Like, if you, when you do something good, you make it seem easy.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's from, believe me, this is from years of like really working at the craft and finding my voice and finding my recording voice too. Like just knowing what I want as far as when going into writing and recording a song. I have a weird way of explaining it too. Like a lot of people ask, do I get writer's block? But I haven't gotten writer's block in so long. Like I have times where I'm like writing a verse and then I can't think of anything. Let me let it breathe. I'll come back to it or whatever. And then like maybe later that day or the next morning or something, the lyrics would just come out of nowhere and I'm like, damn, okay, let's go. It's, you know, writer's block usually lasts like 2 weeks or something. I have like a weird way, like it almost feels like there's like a part of me in a different realm that's feeding me lyrics. I'm like, wait, this is a little bit too easy. This is a little bit too easy. Like, did I come up with this or did somebody, like another part of me in a different universe, like, here goes some lines, Monte. I got you.
I feel like future me or something. I think there's an interview with Lil Wayne saying like something very, very similar to that. You know what I'm saying? He was like saying like, oh, I feel like there's a goblin like giving me like.
I was about to say, is this something demonic?
I don't know if you caught Sean doing the Lil Wayne voice. I feel like there's a goblin.
Yeah. That sounds like something he would say too. Like I'm trying to make it sound like a little bit not heavenly, but I didn't want to make it sound demonic.
Yeah, yours was a lot more above board, you know what I'm saying? It was a
what's a gun to a goblin? We should ask the Titan too, real quick. Let's bring up another Titan, and then Sean, you can ask whatever you wanted to ask. So let's open up round two, and I think Sean, you should open us up this time.
Open us up. Okay. All right. So I think
if you got one, if not, I can go.
No, I do. I got one. Yeah, I'm gonna do this one. Okay. So I got the Colossal Titan. And for the Colossal Titan, I got Shikamaru Nara.
Why?
Wait, you said Shikamaru?
Shikamaru. Yeah, Shikamaru from Naruto.
Naruto? Wow, really? Okay.
That's weird. Right,
You got to explain that.
So the reason why I picked him is because Armin, you know, he's like the smart guy, right? And I wanted a smart guy for the Colossal Titan because the Colossal Titan, that's a colossal amount of power, you know what I'm saying? So you don't want to put that in the hands of someone that's just got like a bird brain. You want to put that in a strategist where he's going to use his power in like, you know, situations where, you know, I want my Colossal Titan to be a good guy. So like where not as much people get hurt and like the bad guy gets it, but in a smart way, you know what I'm saying? So I think Shikamaru Nara would use that power in a way where inappropriately, where his comrades don't really get hurt, and then minimize the damage as you can. You can't really as much with the Colossal Titan, but like, you know, I think he would use it in a good way.
I'm actually mad at your pick. I'm not gonna lie. Two reasons. One, I also picked Shikamaru, but for a different Titan.
Okay.
And two, I don't think that's a good fit. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
I think Shikamaru would be a good Warhammer Titan.
Oh my god, that's exactly what I did.
Okay.
I did Warhammer Titan.
Dude, it's probably
for the same reason. It's probably for the same reason too.
Because he's smart as shit. He's gonna hide his body. And you're not gonna be able to figure out where to do it.
You control it from a distance.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude.
That's exactly what I want.
Okay, okay. I see what you guys are saying.
Yeah. You control it from a distance. Yeah.
That's so funny that three of us picked Shikamaru to be a Titan and two of us Because it'd be perfect. Like, imagine somebody coming after and trying to find where that is. If Shikamaru is the one hiding that Titan, you are not going to find where it is. And if you get close, he's probably going to set up like 16 traps before you can even.
Right. Because he can make weapons, right? The Warhammer Titan. Like.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's
mine. Warhammer Titan. I was gonna do that this round too. Damn.
Should we pick another Titan before we move on?
I can do. I also picked the Colossal Titan. For different reasons though. It was hard. It was between Broly and Thorkell from a Vinland Saga, mainly because they both have like intimidating presence. Like, the reason why I picked the Titans were I was trying to think, like, if I were to go to war, which Titans would I pick? Colossal Titan, almost just him turning is a weapon. That's the weapon. Like, it's just the whole city's gone.
Explosion. It's like
just turning. And so, like, sort of like when, like, even just so, like, imagine Thorkell going on the battlefield. People look at Thorkell like, oh shit, maybe we should retreat or something. Like, you know, or Broly when he transforms, like, okay, this dude is obviously wired and I don't know if we can stop this dude. So yeah, as far as like an intimidating presence, like Thorkell and Broly, that's who I picked for the Colossal Titan.
Such good picks. I love that. I didn't pick that, but I did the Jaw Titan and I got Power from Chainsaw Man. I don't know. Have you seen much of Chainsaw Man?
Okay. Yeah. The girl. Yeah.
Okay.
The degenerate.
The stinky half demon girl that doesn't shower. Absolutely. I picked Power. Yeah. And let me explain why. She's okay. Crazy. She is very, very unhinged. And I feel like that is the type of person that is perfect for the Jaw Titan. Imagine somebody with Power's like mentality of just jumping into a fight and doing whatever she wants to with the Jaw Titan speed and power and has the jaw thing. I feel like it'd be a really, really, really good fit. I don't know. I see that. I see them kind of vibing.
That's a good one. The Jaw Titan because it's definitely like agile and just hopping from here to here and just like chomping away. You can really be generous with his chomping away abilities. Like,
it's crazy.
And he just bite through anything in his claws. Yeah.
It's so strong.
Nice.
Good picks.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I picked, and this is like a two-part thing because the person that I picked, so I picked the Armor Titan, and I wanted the Armor Titan to kind of like play off of the Attack Titan, like in the show a little bit. So I picked Roa Noa Zoro from One Piece to be the Armor Titan. The reason is because I think that he would be a very good protagonist for the Marleyans, you know what I'm saying? The hero for the Marleyans, and I think he would play. And then I think he'd play off very well with the Attack Titan that I picked. That person from a different show, but for some reason, I just feel like a scene with both of these characters would be really good. So, yeah, I'll let you guys know what the Attack Titan is like later. But yeah, Roran or Zoa from
Sean. It's funny. I always forget Sean does this. He'd be making like whole stories in his head, like because I know you and I came into this and we're like, all right, this would be a good. This would be good. Sean's like, no. In my anime, when this happens, this is
right. He's writing his own anime right now.
Protagonist is this guy, and then there's a plot twist.
Exactly.
So yeah, I haven't watched. You said Zoro. I haven't watched One Piece. I only seen like 7 episodes of One Piece.
Yeah,
so I know that may like that. Yeah, that's Zoro to do with the green hair, right?
The green hair. Yeah. And the
definitely.
Swords.
Yeah. Okay.
That is interesting because he's mainly a swordsman. So like, I wonder how good of a fit that is because the armor isn't going to have any swords, but Zoro can fight at the same time. Regarding One Piece though, that is, I'm only like 50, 60 something episodes in, but it is my comfort anime now. So when I go back and I'm just eating food, that's kind of what I lean on a little bit.
That's very interesting. Yeah, there are comfort animes where you kind of watch, you know what I mean?
Naruto was my comfort anime until I finished it, and now it's One Piece.
Are you fully caught up with One Piece, Sean? Are you?
I am like at. So I'm a little bit newer to One Piece. I just started watching it like in early 2023. So I'm like on episode 60. So I'm like, I'm still, I'm still a new with One Piece as well too. It's not my comfort anime, but it is an anime I really do like. I just love Luffy's mentality with like things. I'm just like, yo, like this was made in the 90s. Like, I feel like there's no other anime in the 90s like Luffy. Like, we're maybe Goku a little bit, but not even, you know, just something about Luffy that's just different. His head's different.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely need to join y'all with catching up with that. Yeah. I mean, I'll join y'all.
I'll say this, like, when you get to around episode 50, that's where, like, you get into one of, like, the best major arcs, or early major arcs, I should say, and, like, by then, you'll have a really good idea of if it's good or not. And I think what slowed me down is, like, kind of, like, the Usopp stuff. I don't know if you've reached that yet, but it's a really hard watch. Usopp sucks in the beginning for me. And he's, like, that really ugly character with a long nose.
Is that that clown? That's not the clown, is it? No, that's
the saving grace is, if you watch it in dub, it's Krillin's voice actor. So that makes it look a little better. It made it better for me. But it's going to be rough. Oh, okay. But after you push through that, and then you might enjoy it. Yeah. It gets better. Okay. Let me ask you, so do you have a TikTok?
I do have a TikTok. I mean, I really don't engage much with my TikTok, but I do have a TikTok though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not on, like, your list of, like, links, right? That's not something that you're pushing forward. Okay.
No,
okay.
No.
So do you make anything, TikToks often?
Yeah, I make a TikTok every day. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I use TikTok to bring people to my other platforms, because TikTok, yeah. I don't want to invest too much in it, because at any day I feel as if TikTok could just go.
It could.
Yeah. I feel as if anything, it could just get shut down or whatever. So I don't want to invest too much into it. But I do have fans over there. I should bring my fans from TikTok over to my, because my Instagram is where I engage with my fans most.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I should bring my TikTok fans to my, like, Instagram or other. I actually had a few videos that went viral on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 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 The last one that went viral, when I was doing the latest Demon Slayer seasons, I did a rap for the Mist Hashira. And
nice.
Yeah, the first one I did for him went viral. And then the latest, and also season two of Vinland Saga, I did a breakdown of Thorkell and his little brother when they got betrayed by the Canute. Or they got set up by Canute.
Okay.
That for some reason that went viral. I don't know why that went viral, but that was before I started doing anime raps. But I when I was just, like, breaking it down, I was like, why is this video going viral? Like, I want my other videos to go viral, not this one.
Yeah. But
you never know with TikTok, man. It's so random, and people take issue with the most random things. Like, we always joke about it on the pod, but, like, we'll make a clip and there will be a throwaway line. Like, we had one Dragon Ball Z clip that I thought, like, the whole focus of it was something completely different, and Sean just subtly talks shit about Cell. The whole thing was that's all the comments was.
People lost their minds.
Bro doesn't watch Dragon Ball. Skull emoji. Like, bro's never seen the show. All this crap. And again,
there's some people that are defending me too, and then they're fighting in the comments. And I'm
get
reported too. And now it's like a watch, like a sensitive, like, are you sure you want to watch this video? Like, that's how controversial his take was. And all he said was that Cell sucks. Like, that was, like, the extent of what he said.
Here's a question. Do y'all engage with people that kind of, do y'all engage, like, with negative comments?
It's tough. I
leave that to Kevin. Kevin,
okay.
I'm not good with negativity.
Okay.
I'm a pretty heavy gamer, so I've engaged in my fair share of trash talk.
Yeah, you good. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, but, like, I have two schools of thought. One of it is just, like, okay, this person's hating just to hate. If I comment on that, their hate actually gets more attention, and then it gets blurred up more towards the top. More people see it. That's one thing. But in the same regard, if I can respond and fry them, and I think it's a really funny response, I do hit that. Like, somebody commented on our Instagram the other day, and he said, because our podcast is called The Shonen Tapes, and he just comments The Pretty Boy Tapes or something like that.
He said Preteen Boy Tapes.
Preteen Boy Tapes, that's what it was.
Shonen, like, technically for, it's targeting boys, but then, like, other people watch it too, so, like, whatever.
So all I wrote back was good one. to me, like anybody that looks at that is gonna be like, oh man, like you're done. So if I have a comeback that I feel like I can fry them with, I will consider doing it if I think it's funny enough. If not, I just kind of let it go. What about you? Like, I feel like you're the type to kind of like just like let it pass because you seem like you're all about that positivity, good vibes, right?
Yeah, not necessarily the positivity because I actually hate false positivity.
Okay, same. I do too.
I hate false positivity. Because those are the ones that end up the most depressed.
Exactly. It's fake. It's fake. Just be real.
Yeah, yeah. I had one video that went viral on Instagram. It was actually probably the second anime rap I did. It was a Vinland Saga one. Yeah. And somebody commented, and this like a lot of people were defending me. It was one comment where the guy said, all he's doing is narrating. Why doesn't he make this more personal or make this? All he's doing is narrating. Why doesn't he make this more personal? Make it relate to himself or something more.
Yeah.
But he wasn't commenting on the bars, which is good. He wasn't commenting. And then he said his dog trash. And he said his dog trash. And then that was very. It was kind of weird for me because. It's almost like you had a false expectation it's like getting mad at Jay-Z for not making mumble rap. It's like, well, it's not what I can see if that's what I like sort of started off doing or something, but it's only my second anime rap. So it's not like I set you up to be expecting something different or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, people.
I feel like people just like view things. It should be taken in how they expect it to, and they just can't accept sometimes that things are just going to be different from what they may be expecting, and some people are going to like it and some people aren't. And I feel like the bigger you're going to get, the more of random, like you really just never know what people are expecting, and they're going to treat you like you're the stupidest person in the world in those comments. And some celebrities, like, you know, whoever blows up, they don't even look at it, because I imagine it gets very overwhelming when it gets to a certain point, especially if you say or do something controversial too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what was cool, because this had, I don't know how many comments this has, probably like close to 300 or whatever, but people were actually defending me. Like, people were defending the rap. So, like, it caused more engagement. So, like, a lot of people were, like, defending me or whatever. Because he came back saying, well, it was just a critique. I'm just being critical. But I was like, in my head, I'm like, you're not being critical. You said this is dog trash or whatever. All right, that's just
hating.
But... yeah, okay. So I would like to think, because right now I just like, all right, whatever. I really don't care. Yeah. I would like to think I'm able to do that further down the line if I become bigger. Because of course I can say that now, but I don't know. I hope I can maintain that way of that mentality of further down the line when, you know, if I do get bigger, I hope I can maintain that mentality or like not just go crazy on Twitter against the fans or whatever. Or I can't see myself. I'm older. It's not like I'm in my early 20s. So I'm like, of course, I've been through a lot more, you know, as far as experience and had the ability or the time to mature. So I would like to think I'd be like, all right, whatever. Okay. I really don't care. Whatever. If, you know, if shit goes viral of like that breakdown. I see these YouTube deep dives, man. These people will like make documentaries of YouTube creators. I'm like, man, what if somebody did that about me? Like, what can I brush that off my shoulder? Will I not get offended or whatever? Like, I don't know. You just don't know sometimes.
Who was the dude that used to make Content Cop? Did you watch some of his stuff? His name was Ian iDubbbz. You ever see iDubbbz Content Cop?
I heard my brother tells me about him all the time.
Crazy,
he kept up with that era. Because iDubbbz, he was like when YouTube sort of first started.
More or less. Yeah, he was one of the OGs, and
you know, he got backlash, right, or something.
Yeah, because you know he would make 30-minute videos specifically talking about how bad a person is, and like whether it's their content, whether it's, and usually like to his defense, I guess he did go after like shady people, but still, like imagine like. They might not have been shady in some other people's eyes, or imagine if it was you that they're coming after. It's insane. And he recently did like apologize and was just like, yo, I was way out of line. And he said, I was attracting incels to my fans. And he's like, that's the last thing I want. He started meeting his fans and they were like all incels. And he's like, okay, I've messed up. What? If this is what I'm attracting, like then there's a problem.
Right. Yeah. That's why I want to make it an exclusive Discord server where I'm just like only this type of person will be in here. I wish I would have kept up with their early fate. I think the only people I kept up with the early part of YouTube was like Swoozy. Do y'all know him?
No.
California on. I think California on. Yeah, I love his videos. Oh my! They took them all down. I tried to go back to YouTube or something. They took them all down. Oh my! Yo, you talk about escape content when you talk about comfort content. That shit. If you just want to laugh. Oh my god, yo, that was the best, man. Like just him interviewing random people on topics. Yo, that was so funny, man.
Yeah,
that's love a that. Classic right there. So So earlier on, listen to your music on Spotify, and I noticed the album art. There's like a character, it looks like an anime character, but it's on all of your EPs and like your albums on Spotify. I just wanted to know like what's the story behind that character, and like how did it come to be?
So yeah, his name is Leon. My brother, he drew him for me, and he draws the different variations of him. And I'm trying to write my own story around him as a character. So far, I probably have like four characters down: his love interest, his main villain, his side character. So I'm trying to write a story around him. It's harder than I thought. Like writing music is one thing, but writing a whole story as far as like the dialogue or whatever is something else. But as far as like his outline, I pretty much got that down as far as like his outline of like the world he's in, the characters in his story, his backstory, his turning arc. I basically have all that down. And what type of world it's going to be. So I want to have my own, cartoon of him or whatever.
I don't know where I would start, but that's sick.
So
and your brother would be like the artist and like draw.
I don't know if I want to start off with like just caption cards of like this character, his backstory, this character, his backstory. Yeah, so I definitely want
to. Do you have any of the stories like published anywhere, or is this something that you're keeping close to your finish? Okay.
Right now, keeping it close.
That's sick, dude. I love it when somebody kind of like from our type era comes out with anime, like Jujutsu Kaisen, for example. When I'm watching that, I feel like it's somebody that is hip to like how we talk and how we act. Versus other shows where they're like
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence. I forgot about that.
What's your favorite
title? That was so random, yo. That was so random, man.
That was so funny.
I had a huge crush on Jennifer Lawrence back in like 2009 and 10.
Understandably.
Oh my god, I was in love with her, man. She was such an anomaly, like being in Hollywood, like just seeing her in interviews, she was just so raw and just, of course, she's cute. But yeah, I had a huge crush on her, man.
But yeah, like that's really dope about the writing that story for the for your brother's like characters and stuff like that. I mean, myself, I know I'm trying to write, and Kevin knows like my punctuation's off, so I'm trying to like up my game with that. And then you got to crafting the story, the outline. You got to you add a twist and stuff like that to make it interesting. So like,
it's a lot of layers.
So it's definitely hard.
And I want it, cause it was more of an arc, cause you don't want it to be too obvious too. Right. You don't want it to be too obvious. So that's a hard thing to do too.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to see this arc coming,
Exactly. Yeah.
But you also want to kind of stick to a format like the hero's journey or whatever, like, but just be different about it. You got a contention with that?
I beg you, don't make somebody super insufferable. That's all I ask.
Because I know what you're referring to. Well, maybe. I hate characters. I hate when the main characters cry in the first five episodes. I hate that shit.
Yeah, like you seen Tokyo Revengers?
Yeah. Oh man, that shit is insufferable sometimes,
bro. I can't stand him. I hate him so much.
Oh my god.
Shut up, bro. Honestly, that was my big issue with My Hero Academia. Yeah, for a while too. Deku's a little
that is such baby. A common that is so I hear yeah, that with dude. Everybody, but he stopped eventually. Like I don't know, after the first six episodes, like I remember my friend, yo, he's like, this when it first came out, I was kind of late. I got on it on by season two, And I started and I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is for me. But he was like, yo, just give it time. And I was like, oh, this shit is good. Especially the Stain arc. I really like that arc.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen the most recent season?
I'm behind like 8 episodes. I'm behind like 8 episodes.
But you're hip to it so far. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah. My man's a bit OP, but this is the guy with the hand. He's a bit OP, but no, it's good though. And there was a good twist about the Fire and Ice dude, his family. I'm like, oh, this is very interesting. Yeah. This is very interesting.
They turned. I forgot his name too. What's the hand guy? Sean, what's his name? Shigaraki. There it is.
Yeah.
They turned him into Jiren from Dragon Ball Z.
Jiren,
the dude with the lightsaber.
Nah, are you caught up with Super?
No, I'm not.
Super.
Jiren, the dude with the tournament.
Yep.
But I'm not fully caught up. Who's I thinking about? The dude with the lightsaber with the purple and red
from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, from Dragon Ball Z where they become Gogeta for the first time. In hell or something, they fight him.
Janemba. You're talking about Janemba.
Janemba. That's what I'm thinking about.
Dude, that's a flashback. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah. I remember watching that sub. Yeah, I had to go to Chinatown for that. Something I wanted to say about My Hero, and I'm caught up.
Yeah,
they killed my girl, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but they killed my girl, man. Like, I hated that they did that.
That was very unexpected.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They killed my girl.
The show got kind of dark, man. I didn't expect it.
Dark. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, it did. It did. Because at first, this season, at least the first part, started off where they were just kind of this team of students was fighting this team of students. And it was kind of like, not dark, but it was cool. Like, it was cool to see like different factions of students fighting each other in this exam or whatever. And then, he's discovering these other powers that he has from the past, wielders of
Love that. One for All.
One for All.
I love where they took it because I felt like a lot of it was very teeny weeny, crying, and you know, I'm gonna be the best in this school and my class versus your class. Let's have a contest, a garage band, like. Shut up. I don't want to see any of that. None of that.
Hey, man. So taking it back to music a little bit, you were talking a little bit about your writing process, like seeing things like a puzzle and stuff like that. I know that's how like Nas writes from like seeing his like interviews. But like, what is your writing process? So like when you're like sitting down, like, yo, I'm going to write a rap. Like, what is it that you do? Like, you don't have to answer everything, so you want to shed your secrets.
Oh, get the sauce away.
But like, if you could, like, you know, shed a little bit of detail for us, you know, that'd be dope.
Okay, so the way I write my anime raps is different from how I write my personal raps. My personal raps is unless there's like a specific subject I'm talking about, it's sort of like it's free flowing, whatever is on my mind at the time. My personal raps, I sort of treat like podcast episodes. Like, it's whatever is on my mind, and let's talk about it. Nice. And that's more like I'm not in a rush to write that, but it's not like it's going to take me 2 weeks to write a song or whatever. But I'm not necessarily in a rush to write those. I like this beat. Let's see whatever comes to me. And sometimes the tone of the beat will dictate the subject of what I'm writing about, if it's going to be serious or if it's going to be like my observations of what I'm seeing in the world, which can be pessimistic sometimes, or if it's going to be like personal.
Yeah.
So as far as my anime raps, that's where I sort of sit down with my laptop and really focus on what I want to, like, I'll watch an episode and then I'll say, okay, what part of this episode do I want to write about? Because sometimes it's hard to fit a whole episode into a verse.
Yeah.
So I'll pick, like, let's see. Let me think of an example. Are y'all watching Zom 100 at all?
I'm watching Zom 100. I think I got to, like, the third or fourth.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So you've seen the second episode at least. All right. Yeah. So the second episode, like, as far as the anime raps, I have to pick what is important to talk about and what kind of I can leave for like a later episode where they may introduce a character, but they didn't really do a deep dive into this character yet. So I can not talk about that. The second episode where, I don't know if you remember, this is when he meets the girl at the convenience store. You remember that? Where he meets the girl at the convenience store. At the beginning of that episode, there's like a girl and like her older brother, and he's like trying to save her or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then that's all you see of him. And I'm like, okay, this isn't important to talk about, so I don't need to put this in the rap. So I won't even reference that at all. It's more about what is the focus of what I'm trying to, of what this episode is trying to talk about. Like, even today, my latest one I wrote today, a lot of, like, I had so many fans wanted to suggest that I write Seven Scissors. I don't know if y'all watched that. It's like on the third season. I didn't even know about it, but a lot of my friends referenced. I was like, all right, let me, you know, watch it, see what I can get out of it. So by the third episode, I was like, all right, you know, there's this cool fight scene in this one episode. Let me just write this fight scene, and then that's it. I'm not going to give any, like, okay, this character is an assassin or whatever, or I'm not going to give any backstory. I'm like, I just went straight into it. He's chased by this girl. She's trying to kill him. He's fighting back, and it's kind of funny. He likes her now. Like, so I just wrote the battle scene. But yeah, and sometimes it's hard to be exact as far as describing my writing process. It,
yeah,
like I said, sometimes it's just, it feels like there's somebody in another realm, like, just feeds me lyrics, like a future me just feeds me lyrics sometimes. Like, it's kind of weird. Maybe that's a result of writing for so many years that it just, sometimes I can't even pinpoint how exactly I'm coming up with these lyrics. Or,
and I'm sure it, like, you know, kind of like you're saying, it's evolving as you're going through it. So I guess to that, how has that changed the quality of your albums? And I guess, do you hold some of your older albums way higher than your newer ones? Or, like, well, I guess, what's the favorite one that you've put out?
Oh, man, the ones you don't see on Spotify. I definitely hold. I definitely hold. Man, let me tell you, man. I have a song called Letting Go. It's my second highest streaming song. And that song, I always say that's one of my most important songs, because that really was my turning point as far as, like, what type of music, what type of artist do I want to be? I always had a vision of what type of artist I want to be, but this song really cemented it. And I was at a point where I was writing a lot of music for, like, trying to chase radio or trying to chase acceptance from, like, this crowd, or how would this song sound in performing or whatever, which it can come in handy to think like that if you go on tour or something. But I always felt like I was trying to force an outcome. So I kind of got, like, frustrated, and I was like, you know what, I kind of got to this point where, okay, I'm not going to make it in the music industry. I'm not going to become famous, but it's not like I'm going to quit making music. That would be like quit breathing or whatever. I can't live without making music. Yeah. So let me just make music for myself if I'm going to continue doing this. So I made the song called Letting Go, because I just want to let go. So I picked a beat, which I love. It's a lo-fi beat, and it's real simple. It's just a simple loop. There's nothing crazy about it. And I didn't write a crazy hook. I took snippets from a Steve Jobs interview, and because he's one of my creative heroes, and I put it in the front and at the end of the song, and I just rapped. No, like, the verse is just, I'm just letting go. I'm just letting go. yeah. And this ended up making a Spotify playlist. And then I had people contacting me. I remember one night I was just driving home, and this girl, like, went out of her way to find me, like, because I didn't even have my Spotify set up yet, my Spotify account or profile or anything, my artist account. And it's like, she messaged me on Facebook. She's like, hey, are you so-and-so who made this song? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I've been trying to find you. This song, I needed to hear this song at this moment. This song spoke to me.
Damn.
And I was like really surprised. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Okay. And the fact that this person went out of their way to find me and message me, because I didn't have any of my Instagram or Facebook connected to my Spotify account. And then during the course of, like, the next month or so, I kept getting random messages like, yo, are you the person that made the song? I'm like, okay, I need to set up my Spotify account, because people are going out of the way to find me. And I remember asking my friend, yo, can you check how many plays this has on Spotify? He's like, oh, damn, this only got 30,000 plays. And I was like, what? Like, for me, that was like 30,000 plays. How the hell did this happen? So it let me know that the song I put the least amount of effort in was the song that brought in the most results for me. And from there on out, like, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do from here on out. And not every song is going to be a banger. Not every song is going to be this successful. But from here on out, I'm going to just make the music that I like making, because at least I'm going to be satisfied if it doesn't touch anybody else's ears. At least I'm making it for myself, and it, you know, satisfies me.
I feel like with artists, the ones that have really shining examples of like really good songs or really good albums are the ones where they just drop it and they're just raw, they're themselves. Like, I'm a big Eminem fan, and I feel like a lot of his music, especially like the earlier stuff, was not him trying to capture lightning in a bottle. It was just him just being raw and just, you know, I'm sick of getting hired and fired the same day, you know, talking about working multiple jobs, all this other stuff. And although like I can't necessarily relate to it, I can tell he's being real. So mm-hmm. I feel like with you, like that probably came off very much across within Letting Go. It's funny too, because that's the last song I was listening to you for. Literally had it up on my phone already, which I thought was so funny that you brought that one up. Yeah. You're definitely getting me into like this type of music. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing, to be honest. This is like my first time, like, really, really hearing this type of music.
Dope, man. Yeah.
No, it's super sick.
Yeah, I definitely need to work on like a personal. It's been a while since I wrote a full personal song, like outside of like referencing anime stories. So yeah, it's been a while. I got to get back, because the anime raps is bringing, you know, because I have like 8 free think albums. So the anime raps are bringing people to my 8 albums. Yeah. So it's like it's almost serving as promotion. Like, yo, where's your music at? And they're like, oh shit, this dude has like 8 albums ready to just go of catalog.
Music to binge. That's why I love when I can like just dive into an artist's like mind. I feel like that's getting lost a little bit. Because I remember back in the day, you know, like you'd be like, oh, like you hear this song by J. Cole, like in the, like, you know, 2010. You're like, oh, let me like look at his music. This man got a catalog of mixtapes. Yep. All right, like
you're lost. Boom. Yep.
Centric catalog of mixtapes. You just get lost in like their thought and their frame of mind. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what happened when I was listening to your music. I'm like getting lost in your frame of mind. You know,
so. Dope, man. Love dope. It. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let me bring it back to AOT real quick. Let's name 2 titans now, if that's cool with you guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
All right, this one's gonna catch you guys really off guard, and I'm ready for it. Now imagine you're looking at the Beast Titan. Okay, he's this big imposing creature. He's talking. I don't know about y'all, that scared the crap out of me when he started talking. Like, biggest thing in the world to me. I've never been so creeped out by an anime, bro. I was uncomfortable. Yeah. Sitting here in my late 20s, early 30s, scared. Anyways, but now imagine this, right? And then all of a sudden, he flips his hat backwards, and then he throws a Pokeball. I'm Ash Ketchum.
Oh my god!
Imagine, but come on, I'm thinking like who be throwing stuff like that? Ash is perfect. You know how many Pokeballs this man's thrown? You know how good his accuracy probably is. Now imagine he's throwing Titans as his little Pokemon. You know what I'm saying? Or like his aim?
Yo, that is hilarious, man.
Oh, that's so Pokeballs. Funny.
Yeah, from day one trying to catch Pikachu. Oh, man. Wow, that was good. That was good.
And then for my other one, I'm thinking for the Attack Titan, I'd be interested in seeing if it was just like a good person instead of Eren Yeager. So I came to, I'd be interested to see like Lemillion from My Hero Academia, because feel like he's so like he's the dude that could permeate and like disappear into things and out of things and through buildings.
Oh, okay.
I'd be mad interested to see how he would do as the Attack Titan, because I feel like he's such like a goody-goody, like Superman-esque type character. So putting him in like a Titan's body, I don't know. I don't know if it's probably one of my weaker picks, but that's just I kind of kept landing on.
I can see that.
Yeah. Does the Attack Titan, is it only the Attack Titan that has the memories of all the other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, so yeah, you definitely want somebody who can be responsible with those.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he could do some good with it.
yeah.
Not genocide.
yeah.
So, Monte, what was your warrior pick?
So it's funny. It's funny you said the Beast Titan, because I was trying to the same exact reason why you chose Ash. I was trying to find. I was trying to think of an anime, because I would pick the Beast Titan for battle, because long range attacks. You could just sit back and just throw shit.
Yep.
But I was trying to think of an anime character, like who can throw shit and who has good aim. So I was on the same line of thinking that you were. I just couldn't think of anybody. So I'm like, all right, I don't know.
Ash Ketchum, baby.
So. I went with the female Titan. Who I chose for her was somebody who was good at fighting, was Maki from Fire Force.
Because
she can fight. She's fit and all that. So that would be like an easy transition for her. And then nice. I picked the Founding Titan for his abilities. And I picked Itachi for... The Founding Titan, because Itachi had to keep a secret for so long, and the Founding Titan is like kind of burdened with like creating a lie for the sake of like both of the races or whatever. So I figured Itachi, he had to keep a secret for so long and kind of be labeled the enemy, but the Founding Titan wasn't labeled the enemy necessarily, but he had to keep it. He was burdened with like the truth for the sake of. So I figured Itachi would be a good good
Bravo. Fit for that.
That's a really good one. I think that's one of the best so far.
I love Itachi too. I got him.
Oh, yeah, Itachi's dope, man. Itachi's dope. Yo, he's dope, man.
I love Itachi.
One of the best characters.
What a good pick.
Man. Thanks.
All right, Sean.
All right, so I pick. So for the how am I gonna beat that one? I picked the Beast Titan, and for the Beast Titan, the Titan user I picked for the Beast Titan is, again, I was thinking like, who can throw things like, and then I was like, I didn't think of Ash Ketchum because that's like far out there.
I would have never thought of that.
But then I started thinking of personality, and I was like, who is very smart but also is like great in battle? And then this guy popped in my head, Vegeta. I think Vegeta would be a great Beast Titan. I think he might even be more vicious than Zeke was as the Beast Titan. You know what I'm saying? So
it's definitely gonna be more vicious.
He's way more vicious. So I'm gonna stick with Vegeta.
It's a scary pick. I would hate to see Vegeta. That'd be so scary.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this would be a terrifying. He would be a terrifying.
he's definitely gonna be vicious.
Quaking in my boots, thinking about it.
He's gonna be like the rapid fire with the beams. What's the name?
He'd be good at that. Throwing rocks and like Titans everywhere, like joint would be crazy.
That's good, because I think he was the first time I saw a character in DBZ do like the multiple beams at the same time. I think it was on Namek or something. I think he was the first character I seen do that.
He loves
The
funniest thing in the world is that it like never works. And every single time he does it, he has this big shit eating smirk on his face, like you're dead. And the person's standing still, like you didn't do anything to me. And I'm just like, come on, bro. Like it didn't work the last 50 times you tried it.
One time it needs to work.
So it's never worked. Damn. Yeah, like, I guess.
I'll tell you who does it well though. Piccolo. He does the hell. What is it? The Hellzone grenades or whatever. That is so money. Love Piccolo. All right, Sean. Piccolo's your last. Piccolo's your favorite. Oh, look. So did you watch the superhero movie?
I didn't. Don't spoil it. Watch it. Okay.
Watch it.
Right, cool, Ball, super superhero.
Based off of what you just told me, watch it. Yeah.
Man, I hope it's on Crunchyroll. Is it on Crunchyroll?
It's on Crunchyroll now.
Really? Oh, I'm watching it tonight then. Oh, good shit. That's gonna be my comfort anime. There we go. Superhero. Uber Eats, here I come. I'm getting something good for that.
Yep. You love it, Dragon. It's so good.
Yep. No spoilers. No.
All right, okay. So I told you about the reason why I got Zoro as my armor titan, because he kind of the armor titan, I feel like, needs a play off of the attack titan. So the attack titan I chose, I feel like he'd play off well with Zoro for whatever reason. You guys might think it's like left field, but I mean, Kevin knows how I'm about to pick. Light Yagami.
I knew it, dude. Oh, I knew it.
Wait.
From Death Note.
For which Titan?
For the Attack Titan.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Light would kill it as an Attack. He would not. Honestly, he would be terrifying as an Attack Titan, dog. Like,
he definitely would be scary. But
Yeah. Well, I guess Aaron didn't have much combat skills neither when he first turned.
Yeah.
When he first
Listen, something you gotta learn about Sean is like every single time we do something like this, every single time there's two people that's guaranteed to come up. Aaron Yeager and Light Yagami. Every single time. So it's like while I was putting this together, I thought of including Light, and I was like, you know what? No, because there's a 100% chance that Sean's gonna do it. And then there was literally no doubt in my mind that he was gonna pop up this one.
That's my favorite.
I don't know if I like him for the Attack Titan pick, though. To be honest, like I'm trying to think.
What is it? Attack Titan's powers? I know he has the memories, right?
And
what
else? He's very good at.
He's strong.
And at first, it's just you think he's just very strong, and then you figure out like the actual power is that he can see through. He can see the other user's memories. So I think that's like the main power.
And so you think he's able to like. You think he would start, you know, changing the past and the future to his will, the way Aaron did with his father?
He'd be able to manipulate
better. I think he would do it better and more like.
Yeah, he definitely would. Yeah, that's true.
he definitely would manipulate. Yeah,
he'd definitely be manipulating out there.
Okay, cool. One thing I wanted to ask is, you mentioned that you like new anime better than old anime, and I am more so on that side than I'm not. It's really close in my opinion. And we've literally done a whole episode on this, and we've talked about it numerous times, and there's obviously pros and cons to both, but I want to know from your side, what is it that made you pick that?
Okay. So when we say new, what would y'all like, what year would y'all do a cutoff at? Like, when does new come into play?
Probably like 2013, 2014.
2013. Okay. Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah. Because I remember when you guys asked about Dragon Ball versus Naruto, and that's a good... I mean, Naruto isn't considered new, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is way newer than like Dragon Ball was.
Because I remember my brother telling me the creator of Naruto was influenced a lot by Dragon Ball as far as like the Goku-Vegeta dynamic relationship. Yeah. You know, of course, that's Naruto and Sasuke, that's obvious. The reason why I said Naruto was better because it almost the creator had a chance to kind of refine what Dragon Ball Z was. Dragon Ball Z was, of course, revolutionary for its time. Like it was revolutionary, but there's some episodes it can do without, and you know, of course, Naruto has fillers, but it gave the character, I mean the creator, a chance to refine what Dragon Ball Z could have been or whatever. But of course, but. A lot of the new animes they kind of refine what anime is. Like, of course, like Jujutsu Kaisen, that's like an obvious go-to. And I don't know if I have an exact reason why new anime is better. I can tell you what, Rurouni Kenshin, I started watching that. I wasn't sure how like about remakes. I wasn't sure like I was sort of negative towards remakes, but the animation looks good.
So clean.
Like, yeah, it's really clean. I was actually surprised on how good it turned out. Because I do like that 90s vintage look.
Same. Yeah.
But yeah.
I honestly lean more towards the newer animations in general. And I also like that it's more concise, like how I don't need to watch a billion
episodes. I was going to say that too. Yeah, it definitely is more concise. Like, do they have filler anymore? I don't know.
If you're watching like Baruto,
I wouldn't even like Jujutsu Kaisen, that isn't it? Like every episode was intentional, right? Like,
Maybe. I almost wish there was a spot in between, though, because at the same time, I am finding that as I'm going through One Piece, I find myself so much closer to the characters because I have so much more time with them. So it's like, it's tough.
Oh, okay.
It's tough. But I do, ultimately, though,
it's a gamble.
I prefer newer. Like, I don't know if you've seen Hell's Paradise. That was another banger.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Yeah. I did the whole season. I did a rap for every episode. Yeah. It was really good.
I got you.
I did a rap for every episode.
Loved Hell's Paradise. Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's what I'm talking. I mean, of course, the animation is on a whole nother level. Like the animation is. I mean, just the intro alone. It's beautiful, man.
It's beautiful, man.
I'm like, yo, how the fuck do you draw that? Like
the story, the characters. It's just
Yeah, yeah. I fell in love with, especially the relationship between him and Sagari. Like I really like them too. I'm kind of hoping they get together. Yeah, something blossoms from this. Like something
it's
blossoms.
Hinting it.
Yeah, it's hinting I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but. Yeah, Hell's Paradise was good. Yeah, really good. And the action.
I couldn't get enough of that show. They're calling it. It's all by like MAPPA too, right? So it's like the Dark mm-hmm. Three. There's that.
The Dark Three. Kaisen, yeah, yeah.
And then Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, man. So, what is your top three anime? You said it a little bit in Instagram, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's like for the fans, I guess.
That's hard. Because it always switches. It always switches.
You can do it. Can I do five?
Top, a five?
Oh, okay. If you want. Okay. What were you gonna say? Would you want to do 10? Or like, what were you?
I was gonna. Okay, you know, I can probably do both. I was gonna do like top five characters. Yeah. Or
you can do that too. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Okay. Anime characters. So, Cowboy Bebop. I really. Because I can definitely see why the newer generation is not going messing with Cowboy or wouldn't be interested in Cowboy Bebop. I really think you need life experience to really appreciate what Cowboy Bebop is.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's slow, right? I remember dedicating a live stream of what was better, who Samurai Champloo or Cowboy Bebop, and a lot of people picked Samurai Champloo. And at first, I was surprised when I thought about it because. Like Samurai Champloo kind of throws you into the plot quicker, and mm-hmm. Of course the action is is solid, or whatever. And the music, of course, as far like it goes well with the fighting scenes and everything.
Yeah,
but Cowboy Bebop, I think you need a little bit life experience to really appreciate that show. Like going back to it, year after year or whatever, it's just like okay, this episode kind of speaks to me a little bit more because it's slower pace. Vinland Saga. I know. Vinland Saga is definitely in my top five. This season two cemented that, man. Did you watch season two at all or no?
Well, I watched a little bit of season two. I need to finish it just because like when we're viewing anime so much and like I can't and I know Kevin's not never gonna do Vinland Saga.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm like, sorry, right, but like
on my personal time, I'm trying to watch Vinland Saga. It's on Netflix too, which is nice. So yeah, I'm gonna definitely binge it because people on our Discord have been saying it's second season's goated. So
oh my god, yo, it's man. I remember some people on my Instagram kind of they tried to deter me from watching. They were like, man, it ain't like the first season, the action and all that. And for me, that really doesn't that's not. I don't need constant action thrown at me to enjoy anime.
Facts.
Yeah. Season two, oh my god, like you talk about character development. Like I was like, yo, who wrote this anime? I'm amazed by somebody who really thought of this whole story.
I can see why people like it too. So don't take it too harsh. Like it's not one of those shows like Goblin Slayer where I'm gonna judge you if you like it.
I gotta check that out.
Do not check out Goblin Slayer.
Don't check it out.
If we tell you, you're gonna see what's wrong with it in the first 5 minutes. And
oh, really? Okay.
It's either gonna make your experience or ruin. It's one of those. Like
okay. I'll check it out. Maybe people tell me to watch it just for that. Just try to throw me off or whatever. They probably do that. I remember somebody. Yeah. I was having a deep conversation on my live stream, like with Animus Jack Allen. Somebody was like, "Yeah, you should watch High School DxD," or they were trying to get me to bring up animes on my live stream, like a scene or something, a new High School DxD. Like, yo, bring up High School DxD. I'm like, oh, okay, what's that anime? And everybody's like, no, don't do it. You're going to get your stream taken.
Yeah, Goblin Slayer, it's similar.
Okay.
What's your third?
Okay. Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. It's cliche to say that, but I'm telling you, it's cliche for a reason. I rewatched that recently about a year ago, and I loved it even the second time watching it around. Brotherhood, not the other Fullmetal Alchemist one.
Yeah.
Man, after that, I guess that's top three. And sometimes it can be interchangeable too. Like
I feel like I feel like there's like an established like 3, 4, 5 at the top, but then like the rest is very fluid. Even my 4 and 5 is still a little fluid for me.
Yeah. Darker Than Black, I think that's a slept on anime. At first, I remember I watched it with my brother and he appreciated it even more the first time around. At first, I wasn't really like impressed with it. Yeah. And then I was bored one day and I just rewatched the whole second season. And I was like, damn, how did I miss this? Like, this, I think, yeah, that. Yeah,
I've never Dark heard and of Black. That anime. I'm gonna check that out.
I have another.
Yeah. That's a pretty good. I even bought the whole season one of that anime on DVD. Season two was ass. Season two was ass. I don't know why they fucked it. I messed it up. and then they need a prequel for that too. That anime deserves a prequel. And I guess I got to think about the other one. But yeah, characters I'm more cemented on. So Spike Spiegel,
yep.
Piccolo.
Nice.
The main character from Darker Than Black. Oh man, I'm forgetting somebody.
It's Ash Ketchum. I got you.
No. Oh, Shikimaru.
Shikimaru.
Nice. Like, yeah, nice. Yeah. Those are some favorite characters of mine.
Yeah, he's on.
Have you heard our intro? Our intro to our episodes.
I don't think so. I remember the one.
Okay, after this, just play any one of our episodes, just the first 2 seconds or whatever. You'll hear Shikar. It's the actual Shikamaru Nara. We got the voice actor to do the intro for the Shonen Tapes.
Oh,
so that's really his voice introing our show. How far is that?
Damn, man, how'd y'all do that?
Bro, Tom Gibbous is just a real one. Like, we just messaged him, man. And he responded, and he did it for us for just out of the niceness of his heart.
Yeah, damn, that's love. That's
people,
love.
People wow, just thought man. It was a good Shikamaru impression. We're like, no, that's him. Like, he sent us like a few takes. He sent us a few takes off of it too, and be like, yeah, just and I edited it down. Like, formed it.
Wow, has he done any other anime? What other animes has he done? Because he did a good job, Shikimaru. Like, he really fit his personality with his voice.
He really did. I think he's in the other anime, if I recall, when I was on his Instagram. But I'm not. It's not coming to my head. I think they're other side characters in a different anime. But like, he definitely kills it. Like, kills it. You know, he's a cool guy.
Okay.
We're trying to get him. Our Discord's trying to tell us to get him on the show. You know what I'm saying? He already did his
man, that'd be dope. Yeah.
I feel like he's a friend of the podcast at this point. He'd be like posting our stuff sometimes too. And I'm like, you're such you know how cool that is? So like the real Shikamaru interacting. Like that's
love, man. That's love.
He's such a beast.
Even
he's
just to be like how he approached that character. Like,
it's amazing.
Those are some of my favorite characters as far as anime goes.
Okay.
Like I usually have a type that I go to. Like I like, because Spike, because they're all mainly stoic. I like stoic characters.
Yeah,
I don't like crybabies. Yeah. I hate crybabies. Piccolo definitely. Piccolo is stoic all the way. Like, and wise and strategic. You know.
I can't wait for you to watch this movie. Just promise me you'll actually watch it.
You'll love it.
There's two favors I'm gonna ask you. Okay, that's the first favor. The second one is, do not listen to our Vinland Tape episode or our Cowboy Bebop episode.
Oh, because shit.
I would like to stay. I feel like we're kind of friends enough. I would like to stay friends. And I feel if you hear me on these two episodes,
Cowboy Bebop too.
You might change your opinion on me. And I don't want that to happen, bro.
We have very similar interests.
And yeah, we do.
We have like polarized opposites too. Like,
yeah, it's weird. It's so funny how that works out. It's so funny how that works out.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I had a. I've the most. What about the
music? What about the music for Cowboy Bebop?
It's great. It's great. Okay. The music is great. And I think that makes for some of the differences of why, like, same with Sean and I, because Sean sometimes will pick shows that he likes for animation or for music or for scenery, and then that stuff that I just kind of ignore. I'm very, very, very character driven. And so again, Cowboy Bebop, Spike got on my nerves, because I feel like he's kind of like a dingus, you know what I'm saying? Like, he walks over, hey, can you help me out here? They go, no. I go, oh well, and he walks away. And I'm like, what kind of weird ass interaction was that, dude? Faye pisses me off. She's just difficult to be difficult. Eddie is annoying.
They have some odd characters. Yeah, my gosh.
The only person I could stand was the main name.
Jet.
He was the only one. And I'm like, you're straight. I like you.
He's the most stable. He's definitely the most stable character. Stable. I mean, that's why he's like he's the most stable character.
But like,
you know what they have all in common? All five characters, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What they all have in common. I made this a topic, but they were all abandoned at some point.
Yes.
So they all came together. Yes.
That's a good
point. They all kind of left each other at the end.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The show is mad deep too, and that's another one of those shows where I see why people like it, but like it's absolutely not for me. To give you an idea too.
But she's bad, but absolutely. She's funny, but certain episodes like, damn, you're making trouble for the whole team.
Just I feel like she's annoying to be annoying sometimes. Sit down?
Red flag all the way.
My top five too, if you're curious, like Naruto, Dragon Ball, Attack on Titan, Death Note, and probably Jujutsu Kaisen is number five. But you know,
yeah, I'm surprised how good Jujutsu Kaisen is. That's why I got to really think about Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen. I got to think about that, because even rewatching the first season, I was like, man, this is really good. This is so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing show. Animation is beautiful. All right, this is a lot. I feel like literally we could do this for 3 more hours. Like,
a really
good conversation. I really much enjoyed this. Effortless. I would love for you to like come back on like multiple times.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm down for it.
Do me a favor. Tell everybody listening, those of you that are discovering you through us, what you're doing, where they could find you, just anything you want to kind of plug in.
Yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram at MontyMusic90. That's my name across YouTube, TikTok. If you want to email me, MontyMusic90@gmail. And if you go to my Instagram, my bio, or my TikTok bio, or my YouTube link in description, you can find my music on Spotify with Monte apostrophe, M-O-N-T-E apostrophe. Check out all my free think albums. If you're interested in people rapping about anime, definitely check out my current content. I'm confident that you'll enjoy it. I'm confident that you'll be shocked from the novelty of how I choose to approach my anime raps compared to other anime rappers. And thanks for having me, man. This was fun, man.
Yeah, this was great.
We had a lot of fun, and definitely Tapeworms, check them out. It's very refreshing to hear, like very, because I've dropped hip hop too for like a long time, and it's really nice to pick up something that I'm not cringing at, and I'm actually enjoying and liking making me go back and listen to lines again. With that being said, anybody that's listening to us coming over from Monte stuff, feel free to subscribe. We do this every week, every single Wednesday. We are very consistent, so make sure you hit that subscribe button if you did enjoy, or check out the older episodes. But unless you agree with him and you like Cowboy Bebop and and these other shows, do not go back and listen to those episodes. But listen to the other ones. Listen to the other ones for sure, because you know what? I don't have all bad takes. I have some good ones. Sean, is there anything, any parting words you want to leave the Tapeworms off with?
Oh, well.
Whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, happens.
Good night.
That's good.